Maine's law enforcement community is largely unified in its opposition to question one on the fall ballot, which creates a framework for legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. We continue our series on the possible effects of the referendum with a look at some of the issues being raised by police and prosecutors. Matt Leary has our story.
Some in Maine law enforcement say that the measure does not do what supporters had argued it would do as they gathered signatures to put it on the ballot, and that is treat marijuana the same as alcohol. They point to language that they say is unclear and to provisions that will have unintended consequences if question one is passed. In fact, they challenge the premise that pot should be regulated and controlled, like alcohol and tobacco.
To be honest, that's one of the silliest things I've ever heard.
Portland Police Chief Michael Sawchuk.
If you look at that and say if we're looking at alcohol and cigarettes as the standard that we want to abide by, then we're doing it wrong because those two substances in and of themselves, the societal impacts of those are drastic, to say the least.
Sawchuk points to the problems caused by drunk drivers and to the cost and effort of law enforcement to prevent cheap alcohol and cigarettes from coming into the state from other areas of the country. And Cumberland County District Attorney Stephanie Anderson says Maine already has enough problems dealing with a significant drug problem.
We already have a terrible, overwhelming substance abuse crisis. Why do we want to make that problem larger?
That's an opinion voiced by many in law enforcement. The Maine Chiefs of Police Association points to what's happened in other states that have legalized pot as the reason its members oppose passage of question one. They've launched a public outreach and social media campaign opposing the referendum. Ed Toland is Falmouth Police Chief and President of the Association.
The data coming out of Colorado is staggering. Marijuana use has increased in both adults and youth. Fatal accidents and impaired drivers under the influence of marijuana and emergency room admissions have significantly increased.
A Colorado study released earlier this year indicates that marijuana use among college-age adults, aged 18 to 25-year-olds, has increased from about 20% in 2006 to about more than 30% in 2014. The numbers were lower for youth in Colorado, but usage rates did increase from 7% to 12% over the same time period. There are also studies indicating that impaired driving has increased in states that have legalized marijuana, but the data are not clear-cut. Often alcohol is also found in the blood of those arrested for impaired driving, and Maine police say they are concerned that because there is no scientific standard to determine impairment by marijuana, they'll have to rely on field tests and observation. Colonel Robert Williams of the Maine State Police says that will likely mean fewer convictions.
The problem with that is in today's society, people want science. They want science to back it up, and if there's no science, we're going to struggle to get convictions.
And then there are also what police see as the holes in the legislation as drafted. Sagadahoc County Sheriff Joel Mary is president of the Maine Sheriff's Association.
There's no law that prevents a 21-year-old from giving it, furnishing it to a 20-year-old. So it's not written like the alcohol laws are.
Mary says that if the legislation is approved by voters, lawmakers should swiftly act to make sure that marijuana is truly treated like alcohol under state law. He and others say if the referendum passes, he'll be asking the Attorney General for guidance on how to deal with potential loopholes. Attorney General Janet Mills has started to review the proposal for language that could have unwanted consequences.
I don't honestly think people want to pass a bill that intentionally or unintentionally repeals that part of the juvenile code that makes it a juvenile offense to possess a certain amount of marijuana. I don't think that's intended, but it's there.
Mills says, as written, the measure does not address those sections of Maine law aimed at protecting kids from exposure to potentially dangerous substances.
It doesn't regulate how and when you can expose kids to marijuana, whether it's in gummy bears or chocolate brownies or smoking it and blowing smoke in their faces.
there are some things that we can learn from other states.
Alicia Melnick of the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol says steps can be taken to protect kids.
For example, to how we package and sell edibles that ensure that we are not marketing to youth. That's one of the components of our proposal here in Maine, and it's something that we really care about.
And supporters of the referendum point out that it took months for the legislature to craft laws and rules around medical marijuana, and that the same process can be done to plug any holes in the law that would be established under question one. Norm Stamper is the retired police chief of Seattle, who's also a member of LEAP, a national group that supports the legalization of marijuana for recreational use. Stamper says police in Maine will adapt to the new law as they did in Washington State, which legalized marijuana 4 years ago. He says all criminal drug laws have to be updated in order to keep pace with changing science.
The science obviously needs to catch up with the practice, as well as any new laws that are set. But I have not heard from any police officer who's talked about an increase in workload.
Mills says question one allows a 9-month period for adoption of rules and regulations to implement the proposal. She hopes that will be enough to set up a new regulatory structure and make any other needed changes to the state's criminal laws. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.